second hour of the program, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Also, don't forget to join Nick over at his website, freemindsmedia.org. You do have .com now.
I'm not sure if it's up yet.
Is it? Okay. Well, check that when you get a chance.
Yeah, freemindstv.com.
Freemindstv. They've got so many websites. Freeminds TV, Freeminds Radio. Freeminds Media seems to be the new central hub for your different content because, well, Freeminds is all over the place. They do television. They do
Freeminds
radio.
Freemindsmedia.com is up.
It is up. Okay, great. Freemindsmedia.com is the brand new website. You guys are now blogging there as well, which I think is really cool. So you get more Nick and Toby, who we don't have on as often. But maybe we'll have Toby on sometime in this month, because, Mark, you're going to be going away for a few days.
Yeah, so I've got a busy month, busy couple of months.
I'm going to talk to Toby about that. Anyway, Freeminds Media produces some great television and radio content. You can download it all for free and watch and listen to it all free at freemindsmedia.com. All right, let's continue with your phone calls and go to Mike in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Mike?
Hey, Ian, Nick, Tom, or Mark. Hey. I'm a new listener.
Wow.
Now, listen, I'm blind, so help me a little bit.
Sure.
When you go to your website, do you have print-only documents that allow us to save? That way we can read documents on your website? That's one question, and I had a comment.
What kind of documents? I'm not sure what you're looking for.
Well, like, I mean, anytime you put post information out that gives the listener the opportunity to review, let's just say, some research material you might have endeavored in, do you have such a thing as a print-only? Only, or should I say, just a readable, rather than a lot of pictures and such.
You're talking about as like far as the things we talk about on the show, like show prep.
Correct.
There's the Free Talk Live BBS, bbs.freetalklive.com, and in the issues section of that, I do post the show prep at this time, though we are looking at changing the show prep system in the near future. Currently, the show prep that I utilize is posted under the issues subforum of the Free Talk Live BBS. But
thank
those
you.
Are just links to
next
news
comment
articles.
Was, you know, I've just started listening to you recently in the last 2 weeks, I'm really amazed. You guys are wide awake. And I love the way you aggressively, address issues that shut down our freedoms. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Libertarian. I'm not left. I'm not right. I'm just an American. And when I wake up in the morning and I turn on, alternative media, which is absolutely stunning right now. I mean, I don't listen to anything that has to do with the mainstream media. I listen to the ground that's rumbling right now on our alternative media. And what I found out with your show and with others is that, America is asking the big question. What are we to do? There's this big gray area between get active or remain passive. And when I say active, I mean, okay, when is it time to sharpen the sabers? And, my comment to that is, unfortunately, we'll know what to do when we have to fall back. But more importantly, America...
I, for one, am not going to be sharpening my saber. I'm not interested in violent solutions.
Oh, no, neither am I. Neither am I. But,
okay.
I mean, there's two extremes going on. There's the Gandhi mode, and then there's the, Patrick Henry mode. I hear the sabers rattling. Shall it be at my front door, or shall it be from a distance that we make an observation of what to do? But as we know, the Constitution, and this is my comment. Maybe I wanted to see if you guys could tap in on this. Have you ever heard of the Black Brigade?
I have not.
Brigade?
Yeah, the Black Robe Brigade.
Black Robe Brigade?
It was the very first, before the Constitution, actually preachers were the ones who used or held the Bible in their hand, meaning so much tyranny was always displayed in the Bible. And when it came time to rattle, 1% talked about it and 7% fought it. And that was the American Revolution. And yet there's this gray area. Americans are paranoid, man. They know something's going on. They don't know what to do, how to do it.
That's true. They certainly don't.
And yet, they're in a paralysis right now. It's like, and when you try to talk to them, because they don't know, they don't want to hear.
Mm.
And America I love my nation. I lost my sight 10 years ago, and I've been, you know, I've been walking in this in the last 10 years. I've watched things that I never thought I would. H.G. Wells or Welling and stuff, you know. And I'm standing in the middle of America right now, going, I paid my light bill, I paid my phone bill, I paid gas tax. What's going on? How is it that my food is contaminated with GMOs? How is it that my water's loaded with chloride? My food's with
The food I eat tastes pretty darn good, and I like the water that I drink, so I'm not sure about all that.
It does have a lot of chlorine in it. I don't think that that's necessary. The reason that we need chlorine is because we have a crappy municipal water systems.
Absolutely. Most Americans are starting to wake up to what they look up in the sky and see chemtrails or GMOs or
I don't think most Americans are waking up to that because it seems like crackpot nonsense.
Absolutely, doesn't it? I'm in college and I'm talking to people that are going, hey, man, are you okay? And I go, look up in the sky, nutrition trails. What do you think of that? And, you know,
are you serious, man? Are you seriously promoting the idea of chemtrails? I mean, doesn't that just seem absurd to you?
It does to me. And when I look up in the sky and I see, like, 45 or 50 lines.
But you don't see. You're blind.
Are they dumping? Is it just exhaust?
But you're blind. How can you look up in the sky?
Well, because people talk to me about it, and I know of it. I have partial sight. I have macular degeneration. I have no center. I have only peripheral, and not very much of that.
What can we tell Mike about the contrails that people are mistaking for chemtrails? Some people claim that that there were different
in the past. First, we acknowledge that the government is different levels of government are dropping poisons out of the sky. Now, obviously, it depends whether it's malathion and all kinds of other things. So there's some truth mixed in here. However, jet turbines have changed over the years, and the texture of the contrail that it leaves does change. There is a lot of air traffic out there, and it does look like a checkerboard pattern in some places in the United States. Other places, they don't get anything.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, you wonder what, but you know, it's like they say, we're going to leave Guantanamo. We're going to leave Guantanamo. We're going to leave Guantanamo. But yet, they haven't left. We're going to leave Iraq. We're going to leave Iraq.
They're lying to us.
See, those are issues that you can actually point evidence out and say, these are incontrovertible, this is concrete information. When you start going off on the chemtrail subject, then you start looking like a crackpot loon, and you sounded like a pretty sensible guy at the beginning of your call. So I'd like you to
forgive me for going that way, but when we as Americans begin to observe all around us, all things happening, I've been 10 years into understanding things. I started listening to radio because I couldn't watch TV because it agitated me. It
well, don't believe everything you hear.
When I listened to radio, it caused me to think. And when I began investigating a lot of stuff, guess what I realized? That there's guys like you who care about guys like me. And that's why you're on there. And you're telling me how important it is to be observant of everything, all my surroundings, political issues, natural issues, green, go solar. These are things that I was so busy. I worked for Nissan Corporation, lost my eyesight, and had to change my whole way of living. So you guys have brought me to a place, and not just necessarily you, but many others. And so the question, I guess, is America waking up?
I don't have an answer for that question. I don't know if there's any evidence that America is waking up, but I do know that there are some people out there that are coming to understand what the government really is, and that is it's a violent monopoly. It's men and women that are willing to aggress against their peaceful neighbors, and some of them are coming to understand that the most viable solution to that problem is to get together with other like-minded people in the same geographic region, hence the Free State Project. And will the government do horrific things? Could they drop chemicals? I don't know. Probably. There have been some examples, Mark, as you said, the malathion. But after that was dropped, everybody knew that there were chemicals being dropped. I mean, because it was obvious what was going on. I think that, that you've got to be very careful to not cross the line into the paranoid, crazy land of the conspiracy theorist and stick with concrete reality where you know that Guantanamo is not being shut down. You know that there are police raids happening all over the country. You know there's so many concrete examples of government tyranny that you can point out to people that, in my opinion, are far more persuasive than speculation about something that might be going on that, for all evidence I've seen, is not. Thank you for the call tonight. Good hearing from you. More coming up.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
If you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features, we give them away. So those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you, we do it free at freetalklive.com. And those features include live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, and even a webcam. All free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That is listen.freetalklive.com. audible.freetalklive.com. And speaking of listening, audible.com is the Internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. They've got over 60,000 titles to choose from. Audible.com has it covered. Get a free audiobook download when you sign up today. Just go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL and enjoy your first audiobook free. All right, 1-800-259-9231. Continuing with your calls, another Mike. This one in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hey, this is Mike.
Mike, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
It's actually about a school called American School. It's you teach yourself your own curriculum for high school diploma.
Sounds pretty cool.
And I'm having a problem. I need to convince my parents to let me do this, and I was wondering what your input would be.
Well, tell me more about the school. I mean, how does one attend such a school? What is it, online?
No, it's actually they mail you the curriculum. They mail you a packet, and then my friend did this. This is the only way I have this knowledge. They mail you a packet, and then they mail you a book, and you fill out the packet based on the whatever you learned from the book. And then you send that back in. They send you a test. You fill out the test, it's open book and everything. You send it back, they send it back with their comments, and you get a completion grade and a credit that can be transferred to any public high school.
It's pretty amazing.
Now, it'd be transferred to any public high school. They don't give a diploma of their own?
They do, but if you'd like to graduate with your class or something like that, you could do that as well.
Now, why is it that you so if you're going to graduate with your class and from the public school, why not just stay in the public school?
Well, actually, no, that's not what I want to do. I'd rather just get the diploma from them. Simpler and easier.
Because public school sucks, Mark.
I agree. But if you want the diploma from the public school, why not stay in the public? I want to understand what his motivations are here before we
I'm not saying that I want to graduate with my class or anything. I'm just saying that's something you can do if you'd like to.
Understanding that public school sucks, why is it that you want to quit public school?
I feel that I really can't communicate on a level with my peers, and I really just don't like the generalization that they give in public schools.
Well, and it sounds like this would allow you to work at your own pace, right? I mean, whatever you learn, then you take the test, right?
It's actually it's $50 a month, and it's not based on what credits you get. It's just how fast you work. So let's say I pay $50, and amazingly I get all the credits that I need for high school done in 1 month. Well, I just paid $50 and got all the credits I need.
And
or
you say it's called.
Pace and go slow.
This is called the American School. What is it called?
Yes.
Huh. I think it sounds like a great idea. Your question was how your parents could be persuaded.
Yeah, I've actually done some work myself. I've calculated exactly how much time I waste in school.
You know, it's incredible the amount of time that's wasted in school, sitting there in homeroom, saying
the majority of it, I would say.
The Pledge of Allegiance and, roll calls and all the hand-raising and waiting around and all that other stuff. And then you start figuring in the point where I know what they're teaching here. I don't need to be instructed on this particular point while they instruct, give instructions for at least somebody in this 30-person class, or for that matter, nobody often, because how can everybody come up with the same time and say, well, we already all know all this. We don't need to see anymore.
So they're hand-holding the slow guys.
Right.
So you just have to wait.
It's lowest common denominator. And I do wonder if you could do public high school, the amount of curriculum that they teach you there, if you could do it in a couple of hours. Plus, then you start thinking about the garbage that public schools teaches, when it comes to civics and history and, how they've rewritten all those things. And then I hear, but I don't know, this wasn't how it was for me, that, the word problems in math class have a tendency to have a liberal twist or bias on them now. And just all kinds of different
stuff. There's lots of propaganda in the government schools.
Including global warming and science class.
How do your parents feel about that stuff in general? Any of those, the propaganda, the government period? What do you think?
Me and my parents really don't connect on that level. They feel like they really do have a choice in their country. I can't really speak for them because I really don't know about that. And I actually plan on showing them this broadcast and plan on downloading the podcast and showing it to them just as another added help.
You are expecting some resistance to this idea then?
Oh, absolutely. I've already actually talked to them about it.
And what was their initial response?
Their initial response is, if you can't, I'll be forward with you. I have pretty bad grades. I really just don't get it in public school. I know the curriculum. I get flying colors on like ACT and all that. But in actual classes, I generally get C's, D's, and F's.
Well, this Why?
Sorry?
Why?
It's homework, basically.
You just don't do it?
It's not doing it?
Yeah,
well, I
didn't do mine either.
I can tell you that I got a 5 on the AP U.S. History exam, which was supposedly equivalent to a college-level course, and I got a C-minus or a D-plus in the course, just because I didn't feel like doing the paperwork, the worksheets they handed out.
I got A's on exams in chemistry and D's in the class.
It would seem to me that this would be the only way you could go is up. I mean, if you went with this particular route, you could essentially tell your parents that, let me give this a shot. I could do better at this. If I don't, then...
Let me have a semester here and to try this out, and then if not, we'll go back to doing the public school thing. How much worse could it possibly be at this point?
Cut them a deal.
I would also look at some kind of financial, some way to try to offset the $50 a month, because although $50 a month isn't much.
Well, yeah, I would expect you'd be paying for that, right?
Or your parents. Yeah, I have a job and everything. I can do that.
Yeah.
And also, I was researching today, the average cost for full high school, I forget exactly what it was, but it's almost 6 times as much as what you're paying for the American school.
Well, they're still going to be paying for the government high school through the property taxes, so that's nothing's going to change for
them. The government's still going to steal the money in order to pay for their government indoctrination center one way or the other. They don't have the option of that, but at the very least, you might get better grades, and there'll be less time being exposed to their socialist indoctrination center.
Well, not that they are necessarily concerned about that. I think what they might
be most concerned
about is whether or not you're actually learning something, and it sounds to me like this is something that's interesting to you.
Right.
It sounds to me like you have a real drive to at least give this a shot and try this route and see what happens and do your best at this, whereas right now you're floundering and you don't find the government schools interesting at all. It seems like they'd be crazy to not at least allow you to try this.
What I might suggest is, if you feel you could handle, I don't know what you do as far as a job outside of school or anything like that, if you could convince them to come on board with it for a month or two, and you were able to complete a course on the weekends or after school, and if you can show your grades in this program are better than the grades you're getting in government school.
Doing it simultaneously.
Yeah, I mean, maybe just do one class and do it when you have some free
time. They're sabotaging themselves at that point, because he's obviously going to show that he can do better in the class that he's paying for than the one he's in. Like, so at that point, they could be sabotaging the grades that he already has. It seems to me, I'm going to try a semester. I'd like to try a semester. At the very worst, what happens? I'm behind a semester in public school.
I say give it a shot. Let us know what happens, will you?
Thank you, Mike.
I appreciate your time tonight and the call. Good luck out there. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got updates for you. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Do you enjoy adventure, especially if it's dangerous? Now, as much as you did as you did when you were a child, the Paladin Book of Dangerously Fun Stuff for Boys Who Never Really Grew Up contains more than 70 articles from Paladin authors on such topics as how to disassemble a tank, construct homemade rockets, make traps and snares, and many other dangerously fun topics. To browse more than 800 books and videos on firearms, combat shooting, martial arts, and more, visit paladin-press.com. That's paladin-press.com.
Let's continue with your phone calls. Phil is in Virginia listening to WSVG. Hello, Phil.
How are you doing today, gentlemen?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
I got a little story for you that I think you'll find very interesting, even out here in the rural areas of Virginia.
By all means.
All right. Just kind of give you a little backstory. My wife is a licensed cosmetologist in the state of Virginia.
Cosmetologist, and, that's a makeup artist?
Hairstyling, cosmetics, things of that nature. She does hair.
Okay.
Anyway, we received a bill in the mail from the county saying that we owed them a personal property tax of $877 for a supposed business we owned. We never filled out a form and say we have business. We don't have a business license. We don't have any of this.
So she works. Well, she works for a shop, basically.
Yeah, she works for a shop. She's not. But when I called them, I said, "You know, how do you get this idea that we own a business? And how do you assess its value of $50,000?" I said, "Where is this coming from?" They said, "Well, simply put, she has a license, and we don't have a form on file that states that you don't have a business. And
she has a license. Hold on. She has a license to be a cosmetologist, and they have a form
that
states...
They do not have a form on file.
But they don't have a form that states you don't have a business?
Yeah.
So you have to, if you're going to be a cosmetologist in Virginia, you have to file a form that says, hey, I'm licensed, but I'm working for somebody and I don't have my own business. Otherwise, they send you a property tax bill?
Pretty much, because they say they send you a form in the mail. Now, I don't ever remember this form coming about. The only form we filled out was our normal form every year states that, yes, we have two cars. And, yes, she is a licensed cosmetologist. Nothing in there stated we ever had a business.
Now, is that income tax that you're talking about there, those forms?
These rates are for personal property tax. State of Virginia is very strange, and because they have a relatively low state income tax, they augment it by the counties assessing personal property taxes on your cars, on the materials you may use for your business.
Right, this is crap that you own. They tax you for stuff that you own.
Right.
It's depreciated.
Exactly.
We've heard of those taxes before. I just have never, thankfully, never experienced them. I never had that happen to me in Florida, and it certainly doesn't happen here in New Hampshire. So I am always so saddened to hear the stories of the people that have to pay these property taxes.
Oh, yeah. It's a lovely yellow form you receive twice a year. But what happened was I went to the commissioner of revenue's office and I said, wait a minute. I said, why is the burden on proof on me to prove that I don't have a business? I said, since you're the one assessing the bill, shouldn't the burden of proof be on you to prove I don't own a business? And my wife doesn't own a business. And they said, well, that's what the statutory states that we can do. I said, prove it. Show me where we have a business and I will show you where we don't. I said, because you have nothing. And I raised so much cane in there that what happened is that the commissioner of revenue herself comes out from her nice high and mighty office, which mm-hmm. stays away from everybody. And after a little bit back and forth, she's like, well, just bring in your income tax forms. And that's all we need. I said, I have no problem doing that, except for the fact the principle of the matter is that I have to prove something that you can't prove. I said, you have nothing to say that I have a business. And then this went back and forth, and she left me to her associate to try to figure it out. And her associate actually cut me off in mid-sentence and states, well, you have a nice day, and we'll see you when you bring your tax form in. And it goes to the next person.
Have a nice day. Oh.
I'm thinking, have a nice day. Well, what happened was is that after that, I filed a complaint with the county government and so forth, and I raised even more hell with them.
Did that actually go anywhere? Did that do anything?
Well, what they said now is that, well, all we need now is just a letter from you signed by you states, I don't own a business, I've never owned a business, and that's all we need. Instead of now wanting to review my taxes, now they just need a letter from me for my signature.
There's always hoop. There's always something they want you to do, something that you have, some hoop you have to
jump
through.
Even if they'd said that, okay, your sworn statement is enough for us. Just raise your right hand, whatever. You still had to come in there two different times and raise all kind of hell.
Yeah, the second time I raised hell, I did over the phone.
Okay.
I wasn't going to give them the glory of my gas to get up there.
Well, if it happens again, next time bring a video camera in and see how they like that.
Oh, actually, I'm already contacting local news stations interested in coming along with me and doing a story of this. So they're interested in and videotaping this as well.
What is just a question about personal property tax? What I mean, when you don't pay property tax on a home or a piece of land, they steal that from you. They basically will write down on a piece of paper that they now own that land and that house, and they're going to come take it from you. What happens with the income tax? Usually, it's a jail term. So, what is the punishment for personal property if you, for instance, didn't even bother to go and talk to them and you didn't pay the $800 tax? What would they do? What would the punishment be?
To tell you the truth, I tried to flirt with that once, and nothing ever happened except getting more and more added to my bill. I actually, because they never sent me a bill for 2.5 years, I accumulated all this back taxes that I owed on my vehicle.
Hmm.
And finally, I get a bill that says I owed them something like $300 and some. And I said, well, what's this? I said, that's way too high. And they show where they had all these billing periods. I said, well, I never received a statement. And, of course, I can't prove that by them.
Sure.
So I had it in the bite.
We sent it. You must have received it.
Yeah, they sent it via the postal service. Surely it got you.
We have proof right here on our computer. We sent it.
Reliable.
Yeah.
We all know the U.S. Postal Service is just.
Exactly.
Or their little file, as you know, as though if they say they sent it, they actually did.
Now, I can see them stealing your cars if you don't pay the property taxes on the cars, but will they also come and steal all your business supplies? I mean, presuming you had a business, which you don't, but would they also steal your business supplies if you decided to not pay tax on those?
I would assume so, because, I mean, well, I don't know, because when I didn't pay my personal property tax on my car for 2.5 years, I never even saw them. I didn't even get a second notice.
Sometimes what they will do, I mean, for instance, if you don't pay income tax, many times they don't just throw you in jail until you pay them. They'll just slap a lien against whatever real property you own, so whether it's your home or the title on your vehicle, they'll just slap liens against it.
And they could take that eventually.
I see that a lot. I work for a credit union, so I see that a lot on people's accounts. But they never did anything like that. I said, well, this is odd. I said, you can't even bill me correctly. And you're going to sit here and tell me that I own a business?
Welcome to the government.
No
way. They have a little statement that says wait in line here, and they have a little political cartoon underneath of it that, in essence, bashes anybody who's against the car tax in the state.
How's that?
That's been a huge debate. And they have this little cartoon. It's right there basically making fun of anybody who's against the car tax. And I pointed that out to him when I was in the office. I said, not only that, I said, you have the audacity to mock people who are against being taxed for owning something.
And yes, they do. They'll do whatever they want. They'll make whatever demands they want, and you'll jump through one of the hoops, and it sounds like that's what's going to happen because, you know, otherwise they're going to hurt you. Great story. I'm glad that you're at least not going to have to pay the $800, and you did manage to get them to bend away on that. You know, next time, turn up the heat, bring in the video cameras, and turn them into YouTube stars if they try to do this again to you. Thanks for the call tonight, dude. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. As Judge Napolitano said recently on his show, Freedom Watch, the camera is the new gun. I fully agree. 800-259-9231. So arm up with video cameras and record those bureaucrats. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So it doesn't matter if you're buying used items, brand new, in their dozens of categories, whatever it is you buy through amazon.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live will get a cut. And I just got a check from Amazon UK, which doesn't happen very often, but I should point out
that
we have
to get high enough for them to send something to you?
Yeah, there's a certain point at which, I think it's 50 pounds or something like that, or 50 euro, no, it's pounds, actually, 50 pounds, they'll cut me a check. So I think I've gotten two checks from them over the past year and a half or 2 years. So there are a handful of folks buying over there in the UK, and I
God
appreciate
bless them.
That. You can, if you go to amazon.freetalklive.com, it should direct you to the country that is appropriate for you. So if you're in Canada, if you're in the United States, if you're in the UK, if you're in Germany, you should be able to get to the Amazon of the appropriate country for you. If it doesn't work, you can just add two letters, amazonca.freetalklive.com, Amazon US, Amazon DE, I believe, for Germany.
Yeah.
And Amazon...
They spelled Germany wrong in Germany.
They spell, you mean they spell it Deutschland or whatever?
Like that.
Okay, you're going to have to speak up, Mark, because I can't
something
hear you
like
when
that.
You whisper. So, yeah. So
the mic.
No, you just need to modulate correctly. Anyway, so amazon.freetalklive.com is the way to get your shopping done and help Free Talk Live at the same time. Let's go to your phone calls. Talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist here on Free Talk Live. Hello, Gene.
Well, hello, guys. I'm currently in the Atlanta airport, and tomorrow... The night we arrive in Seattle tomorrow, we're going to drive over the border to Vancouver, Canada, and back again to drop off my wife's parents as they travel to China. So I'll let you know how the border crossing goes.
That's right, because there are new rules that say that you need to have passports in order to get back into the United States.
That's right. So I'll let you know after I experience that. But I called about chemtrails.
Oh, why?
Now, I know, well, because I want to explain them to people. Now, I've... Had a little bit to do with airplanes. I fly small planes, single-engine planes. I work in the air races, and I fly a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, although I'm not an expert on the field, I certainly have some knowledge of what's going on in the air. And like Mark referred to earlier, there's some truth to the fact that the government has done experiments on spraying certain things into the atmosphere. That said, 99.99% of all these streams that people see in the air are nothing more than water vapor, which is due to the exhaust of the jet engines. And the reason they're a checkerboard pattern is because planes fly along straight lines in the sky between point A and point B. Typically, they'll fly, a lot of planes will fly the same straight line. So if you've got the wind blowing from east to west, and the planes are flying from north to south, then one plane will leave a track in the sky, and then the wind will blow that track to the east, say, to the east, and then another plane will come by leaving a track in exactly the same spot. However, the other one has blown away to the side, so this one comes along parallel to it, and so on and so forth. As the planes cross that path in the sky, they leave their water vapor trail. And
thank goodness,
blows.
Gene. I thought you were going to go off the deep end there for a moment.
No.
I mean, you're saying 99.9% are just regular old contrails, and I think that's an agreeable number. I mean, certainly there have been instances where we know that chemicals have been used, like malathion down in Florida, and then the UK sprayed something on some of their people at one point as well.
And I'd like to point out to the people that are fairly new listeners or that haven't heard me before, I am an avid conspiracy theorist. I believe that 9/11 was an inside job. I believe a lot of these things that you disagree with. But the chemtrail issue is one that I happen to know from my own experience and observation that most of it is nothing more than water vapor from passenger jets. That is not to say that they don't do some experimentation, because obviously we know they do. I mean, it's been published, so we know that some experimentation takes place. But to think that you could spray something at 35,000 feet and then affect the atmosphere, the people on the ground, is ludicrous, because the wind is going to blow that. You've got a jet stream up there that's going 100 miles an hour, so it would blow it way far away from targeted area, unless their targeted area is halfway around the globe.
Great point.
So the 99, like I say, most of that is nothing more than water vapor.
You know, Gene, it's not that I disagree with you on the 9/11 thing or some of the other conspiracies. It's just that I just don't care. I don't know what the truth is about 9/11, and it is irrelevant to me because it doesn't affect my life, in that I still believe the government is evil and that it's doing horrible, horrific things to people, and I, you know, don't need to have that proven to me in order to believe the government is evil.
Well, we do agree on that one. I don't believe that the government is just evil. I believe that the government is actually the Antichrist, spoken of in the Bible, when they say there are already many Antichrists in the world. I believe what that is referring to is governments around the world. All governments are Antichrist, because what they're doing is trying to take the place of God. They're trying to be your mommy from cradle to grave, and they're trying to make you bow down and worship them and give them all your money. So
interesting observation.
They're basically false gods, and the belief in the government is a cult. So I believe those are the Antichrist spoken of in the Bible.
Very good, Gene. Have a safe trip.
All right.
Thanks for the
call.
Thank you. 800-259-9231.
You know, thinking about that, it bothers me that God asks for 10% of your wages.
But the Christian religion?
Yeah, in the Christian religion, a tithe, and from what I understand, that goes farther. I'm not sure. But, you know, I've certainly heard of tithes all my life, and that's 10% of what you make. The government asks for, like, 50%. Does that mean
they don't ask?
Yeah, well, yeah, right.
God, if you believe in that, asks.
Right, God asks, and you can...
free will.
You can
choose.
Receive spiritual blessings. Good things can happen to you by tithing, if you believe in tithing. However, the government will throw you in jail if you don't give up something like 50% of your wages, if you start looking at all the different taxes stacked up on top of each other. And it could be more. Certainly it is more for some people.
Now, did the Quakers tithe?
no, as a matter of fact, Quaker meetings, because they don't really have churches, so meeting houses don't even ask money from people who
pays the rent,
members of the church. I don't know of any places.
So you have to be a member of the Quaker church, or you can be a member, but you don't have to be?
The experience I've had are at two different Quaker meetings where they neither, at no point have I been asked for money. At no point has it been suggested. At no point have I seen a place to put money.
Mm. So you would have to seek it out. You'd have to say to whoever is organizing that thing, hey, how can I help you pay for this room or something like that?
Right. But also there's a meeting for business. So after church, after the meeting, you then there's a meeting for business after that. And at the meeting for business, they handle, you know, business issues.
Got it. All right, let's continue with your calls about anything. Nick in Massachusetts, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nick.
Hi. Hey. Am I on?
You are. What's on your mind?
Wow. I would like to talk about Somalia.
Sure.
To the extent that a lot of people are making comparisons to anarchy about it, and it really has been getting on my nerve as of late, because plenty of people like to say that it's libertarian paradise, that there's almost no central government, which is true, but there's a lot of violence also, right?
There's a lot of local governments also. It may not be a particularly good local government. That government may not be sanctioned by the UN or some other bordering country, but those are local governments. When there's a group of people that are willing to use violence on you in order to get your money or your possessions, what's the difference between that and a local government?
Well, and Somalia is a great example of what happens when you use violent means to get to the ends of a no-government situation, is the violence continues to perpetuate. And in the case of Somalia, the UN is very interested in continuing. The UN is very interested in continuing to enforce or to force an unwanted government on the people of Somalia. And so that's where a lot of the strife comes in, is basically a lot of Somalians are rejecting that idea and rejecting it violently. And the U.S. or the UN continues to come in with people that are willing to do violence. And so, again, violence begetting violence. It is not an example of the rise of a voluntary society at all, which is, of course, what I advocate.
Yeah.
Where people come to a paradigm shift and come to the idea of embracing the idea that people should interact on a consensual basis and make the evolution to that point. Is that pretty much
I've heard so many comparisons that people are talking. Go to Somalia, libertarian paradise.
Bring out the violent example to them and say, this is not the society I envision, because you can't get to the society of peaceful evolution through violent means. You cannot get to a consensual society through violence. Thank you for the call. Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.